From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
One of the problems of getting a tad old is remembering your own advice. But I did this time. It's almost a miracle. If you remember way back on September 21st, I made it known in this little corner of the radio world that if you bought your snowmobile pass online before November 1st, you could save yourself a small bundle. Well, I remembered, and my 2020 trail pass is now in the mail and will soon be stuck on my machine's windscreen. Next comes renewing my insurance, which is a must as I've already wrecked my machine once when the throttle froze at startup and piled into a retaining wall. It hit so hard that it threw me over the handlebars. So remember, you have just 5 days left before the November 1st deadline comes and goes. After that, the $190 plus $7.50 handling fee will jump $30 to $220 plus fee up until December 1st's new deadline. Then it's $270 plus fee for the rest of the winter. For nostalgia's sake, I selected my former home club, the Maple Leaf Snow Skimmers, to support it because the trails north of Bancroft through Hill and through Vail are among the most picturesque in the province. And it's the snow skimmers that keep them pristine. I've been gone there now for 2 winters, but I know for a fact that the pride of the club and the pride of its legacy will have the trails this year well-maintained and well-groomed. The prep work is already underway, clearing an encroaching bush, removing fallen trees, fixing up the bridges along the route, and replacing damaged signage. And then she'll be good to go. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, all panic mode back there.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you are. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board. Of course, we had technical difficulties getting our link with Ross Honey from England. So we are trying, if we can get it working, we will do it later on in the program. But now the allotted time is gone. I filled it, Stephen.
Yes, we filled it with a bunch of poop.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. We talked about hunters in the opening segment of the show. This is the season. Moose is up right now, and deer will follow soon. A lot of movement out there. Unfortunately, all that movement means collisions on the roads between wildlife and vehicles. What a perfect intro. What a nice, wonderful lead-in for our in-house safety expert. His name is Bradley Schlarf. Good morning, Brad.
Okay, so here I am writing down notes and studying up on the durability of a pumpkin with a 9.9 mercury on it. And what do? You go back to the script.
I know. Isn't that awful? You never know.
And then Mark provides me with more info about, shout-outs to the people that maintain the trails, the private volunteer clubs that look after those snowmobile trails. And they really do a pile of work this time of year getting stuff ready.
Can you imagine if we didn't have those folks who give of themselves for this winter season for snowmobilers, the mayhem and chaos that there would be in terms of snowmobilers running amok?
Well, there just wouldn't be a trail system if it wasn't for the work of those volunteers.
Wow, that's crazy. Anyways, before we talk about roadkill, because that's the subject today that Mr. Winters has picked for you and I, talk to me about your archery season for deer. Has that started yet?
Well, tree stands up, cameras are out. Today would have been a good day to go, but I'm so dedicated, I stayed here at home in spite of the frost to do the radio show. How's that for a flopping excuse?
That's fantastic. Roadkill, why is this time of year any different than any other period throughout the 12 months?
Well, kind of the worst times of the year are in the spring. And it's spring's because a lot of the big game animals get out on the road to get away from the bugs. And then now, so things are starting in about a week. The white-tailed deer rut goes on. That results in deer chasing each other and running away from each other. So they're a little, and the caution goes to the wind with those bucks. So they're running onto the road, they're moving a lot right now, even at night. And so that's the worst time to have a deer cross the road in front of you when it's hard to see them.
I may have asked you this on a previous program, but what the hell?
Neither one of us can remember anyway. So
Exactly. Have you ever hit wildlife in your travels?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, wow.
I have. Oh, I've hit a fair number of small varmints with vehicles I own, vehicles the Her Majesty the Queen and the Right of the Province of Ontario own, and I hit a couple of moose.
Wow. That's got to be, like, hitting a moose has got to be like driving into a brick wall.
Oh, no, I was like the fairy tale, pansy-ish, easiest way to get off. Both times broke the side mirror off the car, and that was it.
Oh, you swerved.
Didn't swerve, just got lucky.
Wow, crazy. All right, changing gears. How about ATV issues? Have there been any yet?
Okay, so we cover the first few things with a bit of jocularity. There's nothing funny to this story. There's a 18% increase in ATV fatals in OPP jurisdictions this year. So that's year-to-date 20, up from 17. 12 of them not wearing helmets, the victims. And 8, now when you say 12 and 8, that doesn't mean that all 20 had these problems to add up. So 8 of them, alcohol and drug impaired.
8. Well, you know what? I would have expected more, but 8 is unacceptable on its own.
Well, that's, you know, it's higher than motor vehicle collisions, and I don't really know how you qualify that, because it's, in terms of motor vehicle collisions, it's a kind of a small number, 20 versus hundreds, but nevertheless, that's a pretty big proportion, 8 out of 20.
And Brad, if you're in the bush, just, I know we've probably covered this before, too. If you're in the bush at a hunt camp or whatever the case may be, and you're driving an ATV under the influence of whatever substance you prefer to put into yourself, what is it the same as driving a vehicle?
Well, it's probably bad form to say it's better or worse, but the hazards sometimes are a bit worse, maybe. Like, we've talked about this in boats before, too, because, you know, you don't have, like, a roadway to drive on. Well, very much the same with an all-terrain vehicle or a snowmobile. Whether you're on a trail or a road or whatever, the machine itself is inherently a bit more dangerous. It's like being drunk on a motorcycle, right? There's nothing and I'm not even implying the risks to other people, just to the driver. There's nothing surrounding you on that ATV, particularly when you don't have a helmet on the most important part of your body, which 12 out of 20 people didn't. But so you're at a bit higher risk because of that, and the nature of the machine itself. Now, when you look at the years' worth of all-terrain vehicle fatalities, an awful lot of them are really the machine rolling over, and a lot of them, I wouldn't even guess what proportion, but going down steep hills, going up steep hills, and the machine just flipping over.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen that before.
You.
Yeah. And that's usually the way it goes, right? That's usually the type of, and those are, in most cases, fatal. When that machine rolls over top of you and you have no helmet on, that's usually
there's not a good outcome. It's, you know, when you look at the size of a motor vehicle, like a car or a truck, an ATV is not that big, but it's big enough it's going to crush you if it rolls over top of you, for sure.
Crazy. So what's going on this weekend, my friend?
Well, I'm not really sure this weekend. I might get out hunting tomorrow a little bit. Hard to say.
What do you mean?
Because we have Sunday gun hunting here in this glorious part of the province. A topic for another day.
What kind of hunter are you? Okay, what kind? You mean like Mo? Maybe we'll
sporadic.
See. I don't know. It depends on.
Let me cut the lawn.
Yeah, it depends on what time I get up. Mm. We'll see. Like, do you plan any of this stuff at all?
That in the spring when turkey hunting's on, I'm going hunting, and you know the number of times that I talk to you from the bush. In the spring. In the fall, I'm a little less inclined. You know, a little bit of moisture kind of make me want to do something else. Really cold. When we go for a week to Manitoulin Island, I'll be hunting twice a day, every day for a week. But yeah, I'm a little sissy-ish when I get older.
I love it. All right, my friend. Well, hopefully you will find inspiration this weekend to maybe get out and hunt. Because I like your hunting reports.
I don't want to bring up again what the inspiration looking out the window is right now, but I'm maybe going to have to do.
Oh, boy.
With maple trees and not ones I'm in a tree stand of.
You were doing that last week.
It's my life. It's what I do. But I talk about it. I don't really do it that well.
All right, my friend. We'll cut you loose. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you next week. Brad Schlorf, playing it safe, former staff sergeant with the OPP. Now he is the in-house safety expert on Outdoor Journal Radio.